Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, the headlines from the White House and from President Biden's campaign has been how good things are, especially in the economy. We've discussed often how the biggest challenge for the White House and for President Biden has been the disconnect between some of the good news and the good policy that he's passed and the reality of what everyday Americans are experiencing around their kitchen table. And that disconnect has been profound. We want to dig in a little bit deeper and think again about what we think we know about inflation and the economy and the impact it's having and the connection or disconnection with many of the political elites. Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, as we've continued to cover, it's just this, it's just really a challenging disconnect for the president because he wants to tout things that are good. The job numbers were good. The inflation is going down is good. And yet so many Americans are not feeling it. Someone who really dove into this in a powerful way, Michael Powell is a staff writer for The Atlantic and wrote a piece called What the Upper Middle Class Left Doesn't Get About Inflation. And Michael, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. My pleasure.
So let's start with just kind of the analysis and kind of your going about this and what the feel is versus what the reality or the disconnect is.
Yeah, I was struck that, you know, you hear so often from some leading lights within the Democratic Party, from some liberal economists, that, well, you know, this inflation is largely tamed. Jobs are up, which is absolutely true. The economy is good. And that the problem for Americans who continually tell pollsters that they are feeling very precarious about their place is that, well, this is a vibe session. This is something, this is a kind of a psychological state, something they have to overcome and realize how good, you know, the economy is now. And what I did is I looked at not just the what is called the core inflation rate, but, you know, all the various inflationary costs, many of which are not counted in that inflation statistic. So, for instance, food inflation is up 20% over the last 3 or 4 years. High interest rates have had an inflationary impact, particularly for working class and lower middle class people. So mortgages are going up. New car loans are vastly more expensive because of high rates. Credit cards rates are up. So I looked at a whole series of these things, and it you know, frankly, in the end, it isn't a terrible surprise that a lot of Americans look at this economy, no doubt feel good that they're employed, but thinking, you know, I'm falling behind,
yeah.
You know, and I've been falling behind for a long time now.
Yeah, and I think that is so true. And it is the we always joke on the show about, you know, you have the core and you have the super core. And I think there's going to be one more after that where you take everything out and there is no inflation because there's nothing included because we're not including housing or energy or food. As soon as we get rid of the rest of the things, we will have inflation under control.
Precisely. Right.
Well, talk to me a little bit about some of the things that you found looking at some of those elite economists who are saying, look, American people, this is just a bad vibe. You just got to get over it, get over yourself, so to speak, and come to grips with things are good.
Yeah, I mean, and I, you know, perhaps picked on, but I used to work at the New York Times, and Paul Krugman is a very good columnist there on the economy, but is prone to this, to my view, to this kind of, you know, what's wrong with you Americans? You know, you should realize really how good it is. And he talks about at one point going to the grocery store and, you know, buying things and it didn't seem more expensive to him. Maybe. but, you know, maybe if you're Paul Krugman. But I think for most Americans, and certainly, I mean, I think any of us can do this anecdotal thing, is just talk to, you know, friends who go shopping in the supermarket and see how much more expensive food is today than it was 3 or 4 years ago. This is, by the way, one need not blame I don't know, you know, Biden for all of this, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But it is to say that, like, there's always a problem, it strikes me, when you try to tell people that, you know, this is your reality, but it isn't really. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not really in trouble. This is just like some psychological state that you're in. And it just seems to me, you know, again, you look at energy prices. It's problematic.
Yeah, no question about that. And I think that's an interesting thing where this disconnect kind of keeps reverberating. Because they keep and I totally agree with you. I don't think this is I think the president, whatever party, gets way too much credit when it's good and way too much blame when it goes bad. But they are the president, so they got to own it. But talk to me for a second in terms of the conversation and how do we get past that? Because there's sort of the populist, the victimhood on one side. And then we've got some real things that we should tout, we should celebrate and have been good. But how do we get to that next step in all of this? Or are we just stuck in the just kind of the chase of it all, the campaigning component to it all?
Well, you know, and I think that's an important point because I think it's so hard. A lot of what happens in a campaign argues very strongly against being candid about anything, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, for instance, for Biden to go out, I mean, it's fair enough. You know, the job numbers are very good. Wages have gone up, albeit inflation is also going up. But he could point to that and then, I mean, in an ideal world, be able to say, look, we went through this terrible time. We had to do a lot of during COVID. We had to do a lot of spending. We got a bout of inflation. We're trying to bring it down. We know that's going to cause you some pain because, of course, it is. When interest rates go up, you know, the cost of all kinds of things, you know, home improvement loans. I mean, everything goes up. But again, the problem is that every politician, Republican or Democrat, you know, that runs against everything that they've ever been taught. Don't, you know, concede nothing in an election year. And I think that's really, it's presented a problem for the president right now.
Yeah, no question. And I think the elites on both sides of the aisle are part of the problem because they're so disconnected, I think, from where the rest of the country is and where a lot of hardworking Americans are in terms of that reality. This is a great piece. I've been so excited to have you on. I know you have got a tight window because you're going to be off covering what's happening at Columbia University.
Yeah.
But Michael Powell, staff writer at The Atlantic, we really appreciate you squeezing this in today. Great piece. You can check it out at politico.com. And again, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's been fun talking with you.
All right. And that's Michael Powell, staff writer at The Atlantic. The piece is, does the upper middle class understand inflation? And I think it is the big disconnect in both political parties that you have these elite who are telling the American people, you should feel this way, you should be happy for, you should be content with. And it's so disconnected from the reality. And I think that's part of the problem and why the growing distrust in government and in institutions. And the way we get back to that is to have a different kind of conversation. So we've got to think again about what we think we know and who's in charge and who actually does know best. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.